Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana regional businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Rob Locks became the owner of Pottery by You and More. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Rob Locks of Pottery by You and More, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters.
Thank you, Mel, very much for having me. Very excited to be here.
You know, we haven't met before that I know of, and I'm excited to meet you in person. And I've been familiar with your store for a long, long time. But for those that haven't heard of Pottery by You and More, tell us about it. What is it?
Pottery by You is just a fun place to go. One of the things that we think that our motto is that everything should be fun and easy. And that's what we're all about, is having fun. We offer pottery painting. We offer glass fusing. We offer distressed wood sign painting. We also offer soy candles, so you can make your own custom scented candles as well. And then starting later this month, we're going to have a small little wine and beer bar in our studio as well.
So you basically make Pinterest come to life.
Yes, we do. And a lot of people, when they are looking for an idea or they want to create something, they will bring in a picture from Pinterest and they'll say, this is what I want to create. Can you help me recreate that?
What has Pinterest done for your business?
It has been both good and bad, mm-hmm. because a lot of times it helps when people have an idea of what they want. So we're able to sort of help them recreate something that they saw on Pinterest. Sometimes it can be challenging because people will see a trend on Pinterest that says you can take a Sharpie and write a Sharpie on the side of a mug and give it as a teacher gift. And that really does not work because it will wash off as soon as they get it wet. So sometimes there are some things on Pinterest that can be sort of frustrating, that there's bad information. But it also has been very good for us as well.
Yeah. Well, it gets people in the creative spirit, right?
Yes, because a lot of times people will come up with something that they really want, but they can't seem to find the right size, the right colors, or something like that. They're like, I really like this, but I want it more blue. Can you help me with that? And we're able to help them. And you don't need, and the best part, I think, about Pottery by You is you don't need any experience. You don't need to have any artistic ability. You don't need to have any kind of skill. Our motto is that if you're 5 years old, we can teach you.
Okay, so we know what you do now, but what did you want to be when you grew up?
First started off, when I was young, I wanted to be a lawyer.
A lawyer?
Yes.
What was it about a lawyer that was appealing to you?
I have no idea. I think because I like to talk and I like to argue.
Okay.
And well, I think that's naturally part of what I want. I thought that's what lawyers do. They talk and they argue with people. But by my freshman year in college, that has sort of faded away.
Okay.
And I just sort of went down a different path.
So what were you doing?
So I have done a lot of things. I always tell people I have had lots of lives. So after graduating from an undergrad from the University of Houston, I went to graduate school at Western Illinois in college student personnel. And I worked basically as a professional advisor to student groups at the University of South Carolina, University of Notre Dame. And I also taught university 101 classes at those universities, helping students make the transition from high school to college and living on their own, basically.
Do they still have those classes?
Yes. Actually, those are now becoming, actually, a lot of universities are becoming required, because it is, research has shown students who take those classes usually do better academically or more likely to graduate than students who do not take those classes.
So how do you go from that advisement role to owning the largest and oldest pottery studio in Indiana?
There were about four or five steps in between.
Okay.
So it was not a straight line. So after that, I was having a lot of fun and really loving it, but the hours were not great. The pay was not great. So I was like, I need to make some money. So I went into sales. And I was an outside sales, traveling all the time, made some money. And it was like, this is cool. I'm making some money. But it was like, this is kind of, there's more to life than making money.
Mm-hmm.
So I left that and I went into the nonprofit world and worked there for a number of years, climbed the corporate ladder, moved up to vice president at two different not-for-profits, and again, decided there's got to be something more to life than just going to work. I wanted something that meant something, that was more fulfilling, and was just sort of at a loss of what I wanted to do. Wasn't sure where I was going to go with my life, and this sort of fell into my lap, and here I am.
Did you ever think you'd be a business owner one day?
I always kind of thought about it, but never like had a serious plan as far as a business plan or what I would do, but I did sometimes wonder what it would be like to be my own boss and own a business.
So were you creative at all? Were you? Do you have an art streak in you?
No, that is why I love Pottery by You. I've never taken an art class in my life. I have never done anything artistic in my life, or traditional artistic as far as painting or sculpture or pottery before I started Pottery by You. But Pottery by You is not about being artistic necessarily. It's more about the experience. It's about having fun.
Right.
Being expressing yourself.
And that sense of community that you were talking
yes.
about before, you've been able to bring that to the studio as well.
So when I was sort of, when I say when I was looking for what I wanted to do next in my life, I was really looking for something where I could interact with people, because I love talking with people. I love hanging out with people. I love having a purpose. And that's sort of what led me to Pottery by You. It was a place where I could do that. I could talk with people. I could hang out with people. I could sort of help them discover something they didn't know about themselves.
So was the company just for sale, or how did you come about it?
It was my, actually it was owned by my sister, and she wanted to, was thinking about closing the business down or selling it and going and becoming a full-time teacher. And it was just about the same time, and she was telling me this, and she wasn't sure what her next step should be. And I was like, a little bit of thinking, I was like, I know what your next step should be. Sell it to me.
So how did she react to that?
At first, she didn't think I was serious. She just thought I was just trying to be funny or whatever the case might be. And then all of a sudden, she realized I was serious, and here I am.
And that was how long ago?
That was 12 years ago.
12 years ago.
I never would have guessed I would be here. Still here now.
Yeah.
And I have no intentions of moving or changing.
Well,
I'm loving it.
So you're going to celebrate 20 years.
Correct. Pottery
this
by
year.
Correct. Pottery by You was originally opened in May of 2001.
And so it started with just the pottery, but you do more than the pottery now.
That is correct. So I just started with pottery, and it stayed that way for a long time. And then shortly after I purchased it, we decided to expand, and we started offering glass fusing.
What is that?
So glass fusing, the easiest way to sort of think about it is sort of like stained glass or mosaics. It's a lot of the same tools and the same techniques. The glass is a little bit different, but after you cut the glass, form the glass shape, or whatever you do to the glass, we will put in a kiln and fire it to melt it to make it a solid sheet of glass.
And we have some products here in the studio with us. Is that what these two are?
That's correct. So I brought two. I brought one is a bowl.
That is gorgeous.
And that is what we call a slumped bowl. So we will fire it one time to make it a solid sheet of glass. Then we fire it a second time to shape it. I also brought a picture frame that we just fire one time. And so that's just a single firing for that. And everything in our glass studio, we will teach you as long as you are at least 5 years old, you can do it. If you're younger than five, you can do it, but you'll need some assistance mm-hmm. from someone older. In order to do glass, we just ask that you're old enough not to eat Legos.
These are beautiful.
Thank you. And they're also, what makes them really easy is they're all, what you see in front of you are beginner projects that were done by people on their very first visit to Pottery by You. That's what makes it so much fun and magical.
Well, if you picture kind of maybe that first art project your kiddo did at school and brought home, you know, this is an elevated version of that. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. Like this bowl right here, it's kind of like a dish. It reminds me of like an old ashtray I'd see at my grandma's house back in the day, kind of that shape, that elongated but shallow shape. I mean, I could throw so much jewelry in there and have that on my dresser, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, so a lot of people use it for keys, or they'll use it for jewelry.
Yeah.
Some people use it for food, for dips, things
yeah.
like that. And a lot of people also just use it for remotes, or just have it out as an art piece.
It's the vision of what your kiddo was trying to bring home to you.
Yes. And that's what makes this so much fun.
It's
so
great.
It's, and we can teach anybody. So it's not just about age. It can be somebody who has... is very OCD, we can mm-hmm. work with them. Someone who is very much a free spirit, we can work with them. Somebody who maybe has shaky hands or arthritis or whatever. It does not matter what you sort of say, like, oh, I can't do that because that's not true. We have an answer. We can help you. We will walk it through with you. Staff will help you. That's what staff is there. That's what makes our staff, I think, a little bit different than a lot of other places. The staff is there to answer your questions. The staff is there to help you. So you just come in with an idea or not an idea, and we'll help you out.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, you have tons to choose from. I mean, you really do have the largest studio. So you have the glass, you have the pottery. Tell me about these wood signs that you've brought in
as well.
So
the other thing is that then after, a very good segue there. So after the glass fusing, the next thing we brought in were distressed wood signs. And we've grown that over the years. And so we have over 200 original designs that are unique to Pottery by You. We have different sizes, so there are different price points. Again, no experience necessary, no skill necessary, no... We don't even use paintbrushes when we paint these. It's hard to believe, but we don't use paintbrushes.
Really?
We have our own little patented, I guess it's not patented, but we have our own little tricks and
tips.
It
should be patented.
It should be patented because we do things very different. I always tell people that we do things the Pottery by You way. So one of the things that we do is we take a lot of ideas, I will be honest, that we get from Pinterest or we'll get from YouTube or some other places. But then we try to simplify it to make it accessible. And we try to make it foolproof. So we will sort of put a Pottery by You twist on it. So people say, oh, I've seen that done somewhere else, but oh, you do that differently. So we just try to make things a little bit different. I'm sorry, back to the wood signs. And so the wood signs are just something that we just sort of have added, and they come in, like I said, all different sizes. We also do a lot of custom wood signs for people. We just need advance notice, but we do all sorts of things.
Well, I think that's been a really big trend, you know, for weddings and, you know, engagements, kind of people making that, you know, the sign with the last name established in that year.
Correct.
Those are kinds of things that you've seen people making as well.
Yes, we do a lot of last names, especially over Christmas holidays. We did a lot of those because we also do wood trays that go great on coffee tables and signs. We're also great for new homes, so we have some that have longitude, latitude for the address of the home to say established.
That.
We work with some different real estate agents in the city who give them as home as new gifts when someone buys a home. So we do a lot of custom things like that.
And you've jumped on the candle craze as well.
And so actually we jumped on it before everyone else.
But so you started it.
We jumped on it before other people here in the city, I should say. Not necessarily before nationally. So we've actually been doing it for almost 3 years now with the candles. And that's where we have the 100% soy candles. And we have over 100 different scents that you can mix and match and make your own custom scented candles.
That's awesome.
Again, it's very family friendly, so it's any age. It's also very date friendly as well.
Now, a big part of what you do is community building, right?
Yes.
You have...
That's very important to us.
Groups that come in, you have birthday parties, you have all kinds of different organizations doing things.
Prior to March, yes.
Prior to March, exactly. So what happened to your business in March when the world shut down?
It was kind of a shock. So about half of our business is actually corporate team building, bridal showers, birthday parties. That is basically half our business. And then the other half is walk-in. And when we had to shut down, we had to reevaluate. Very proud that we did not lay anybody off. We kept everyone at 40 hours a week. And we shifted real quick to putting everything in our studio online that could be sold either as curbside. We did tons of deliveries in March and April, and we also were just shipping out like crazy in March and April as well.
What was that process like?
It was very tiring.
Yeah.
It was very tiring. I was literally working probably 16, 18-hour days trying to redo our whole website, redo everything, coming up with how do we ship. We've had shipped before for people, but we would ship on average probably one or two packages a month. To shipping 20 packages in one day is a big change. So it was this large learning curve, a lot of time, a lot of physical and emotional energy just to sort of figure all of that out. Look, in hindsight, even though it's only just a few months, I'm excited about it because I think while even after things start to open back up, there's still going to be a component of that that's going to stay, I think, pretty much forever. And so I think it's been sort of a good process for our company to eventually we'll be able to look back and say, oh, that helped us take the next step.
Coming up, the challenges and successes Rob Locks has had along the way and what he wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters.
Hi, I'm Lance.
And I'm Mel.
In the spring of 2012, we were walking around downtown Indianapolis. We were looking for someplace local for dinner. We threw out a restaurant name and Mel asked,
is it local?
That simple question became a much bigger conversation and our company, Indiana Originals, was born.
Every Indiana Originals member is certified local. That means the business is an Indiana-owned and operated company, headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state chain. When you discover and support a business on our website or on our app, you are keeping more money in Indiana, helping our communities be unique, and creating jobs.
If you spent 5% more on goods and services from Indiana, we would have $1.8 billion more dollars for our schools and infrastructure. So when you break it down, that's just $35 per household per week. When you see the Indiana Originals badge, you know you are supporting local Indiana businesses.
Download our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and get your business certified local at IndianaOriginals.com. Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Hello, listeners of Local Matters. This is McFarling Foods, and you know, 2020 was quite a year. McFarling Foods was there through it all because McFarling Foods is serious about partnership. We are in this together. That's what it's all about. We care about what's best for your business. How can we help? And McFarling Foods is a partner to local, independent restaurants. Because, hey, anyone can sell you food. Wouldn't you rather have a partner? A partner who's invested in this same community. McFarling Foods. We're local. This is our home, too. It's where we live, where we work, and where we raise our families. See, nothing's more important to us than our community and our neighbors right here in central Indiana. Oh, and we are very proud to be an Indiana Original. For more about McFarling, go to McFarling.com. That's McFarling.com.
We've been chatting with Rob Lux, who took over Pottery by You 12 years ago, and they'll be celebrating their 20th anniversary this year. Rob, what is the hardest part about being a business owner?
I think probably one of the hardest part about being a business owner is all of the hours that you just did not realize were there, that you're just... So much is goes into behind the scenes. I think one of the things that was the biggest surprise to me about owning a business was how much paperwork there is, and it's not, and how much there is as far as different regulatory aspects of the business, how many different taxes or licenses that you might need, and inventory and keeping up on with trends and researching and trying to be one step ahead of the competition. It's just sort of, that was a little bit, to be honest, was surprising at first.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a took a little while to sort of get into that kind of flow of how to handle all of that.
How do you combat that?
You just sort of have to set goals and just sort of realize that you can only do so much, that you do the best that you can and you give it your best. And if it doesn't work, then you just look back and say, okay, what can I do better next time? Or how can I do it differently?
Or you hire someone to do it.
And then that is true, too. So it's one of those things that you do a little bit of both. Yes.
Yeah.
And so we always, whenever we think that we are 75% ready to hire somebody, we hire somebody. We don't wait until we're 100% because by then it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing, too, is we've gone very much from when I first started, I was pretty much the only employee except for on weekends, to now where we have 3 full-time employees plus a part-time employee is probably about between 6 and 10, depending on the time of year. So that's helped a lot as far as managing the flow of everything that has to happen.
I was having a conversation with someone the other day about successful business owners, and one of the things we observed about successful business owners is that they're good at reality checks.
Yes.
They understand when they're not good at something and when they need help. Would you agree with that?
Yes. And that is very easy to say, but it's really hard to do in practice because you want to do everything yourself, especially when you're starting off. You want to save the money by doing everything yourself. But then you also realize that you can't grow the business. You can't maintain the business if you're doing everything by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where you have to be able to let go, let some other people do some of those types of things.
Well, and especially having a brick and mortar location.
Yes.
You know, there's a whole different set of needs with that.
And the studio is open about 70 to 80 hours a week. So even if I wanted to be there from open to close every day, I guess that's not physically or mathematically impossible, but it's pretty much impossible to be there at all times.
Right, and be successful.
And be successful, sure. That is correct. For and keep sure. my sanity.
Which is a goal for everyone. Yes. For everyone. What has been the most rewarding part about being a business owner?
I just love the interaction with people. I just love being able to talk with people, be able to watch people as they are creating things and be able to do things that they never thought they could do, or come in like, I'm not artistic, or I have arthritis, or I have this, or they have this kind of situation in their life. And then when they're done, they're like, wow, I did that. And I did that by myself. That's what I enjoy. I enjoy talking to people and helping them and just being an experience, that kind of setting.
Well, and I think it says a lot to art as well, right? You know, people don't give enough credit to the process of creating art and what it can do for your confidence, your self-esteem.
Yes.
And you get to witness that every single day.
Yes, and that's what motivates me. That's what drives me so much, is a lot of times people, what Pottery by You is about the experience as much as anything else. And we are there for those big moments. We are there for the birth of a child, when they come in and do the handprints when the baby's only 7 days old. We come in and do pet prints for, usually a lot of times with puppies or elderly pets. We do things with grandparents, and they're like, we want to do something. And I remember when I did this with my grandmother when she was still alive, and this still has a very cherished memory for me because this is something that we did together. So there's a lot of memories that people have when they think about Pottery by You and what they created, and when they pull it out every Christmas, like, I remember that Christmas when, or whatever. They think of Pottery by You and they think of it as a happy, fun place. And it just makes me feel good that I'm part of that. And I help sort of give them that space. I gave them that opportunity to create a memory.
Well, and that's what Indiana Originals is all about, right? It's creating healthier, stronger communities. It's creating more jobs. It's everything that you're doing every single day. And so, Rob, why does being an Indiana Original matter to you? Why does supporting local matter to you?
Well, to me, the reason I support local and why I shop local as much as I can is because it stays local. So all the money that we raise or make or whatever gets spent here locally with the local staff and with where we go to eat, where we go to shop, where we live. So it just sort of circulates all within the community. So the more successful we are, the more successful the restaurants around us are, the more successful the other businesses around us are successful. So it's one of those kind of things where it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy is the right word, or whatever. I'm not quite sure the right words are. But once one becomes successful, it helps sort of spreads. And it just sort of keeps growing. And as they become more successful, they can spend more money with us. And it just sort of keeps going that way.
Awesome. And if people can find local businesses faster and easier, it's much easier to make all of that come true. Now, something I want to talk about, Rob, that you have not brought up yet, but I know there is a lot of it going on. You do a lot for charities. There's a lot of not-for-profit fundraising going on that you're doing or donating to.
Yes.
Tell us about that outreach.
Well, we do, we have, I guess, couple different ways that we do outreach. So one is we do a lot of support with youth groups and schools with just gift certificates, sort of like a lot of businesses do. And then we have a special program that we work with adults and children with disabilities. We have a special program in the studio for them, a special pricing for that group. And then we have two charities of choice, so to speak, that we spend a lot of time with. One is with the veterans, the VA hospital, and then the other is working with the art therapy program at Riley Children's Hospital.
That's incredible.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
We have a lot of
it.
Fun.
I love it. Besides IndianaOriginals.com and our app, where can we find out more about you and how can we support your business?
Well, you can find out a lot about us at our website at PotteryByYou.com. It's a long one, but easy. PotteryByYou.com. And then on social media at PBYIndy. And we're on Instagram, TikTok. We actually have some viral videos on TikTok, so you should check us out. Facebook, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok are our biggest biggest social media outlets.
And where are you located?
We are at 2280 West 86th Street, basically at the corner of 86th Street and Township Line Road.
And are you taking walk-ins right now?
Yes, we are taking walk-ins. We are very social distanced. So luckily, that's the advantage of having a large studio, that we are able to social distance and still allow people to come in. Hand sanitizing, masks, all of that are required. But we are still taking walk-ins and doing curbside delivery as well.
Awesome. Rob, thank you so much for being our guest
today.
Thank
you so much for having me.
It is just so great to hear your story. Like, I love it. That's what this show is all about, right? Telling these amazing stories. So thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Originals and McFarling Foods. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana Original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOriginals.com and on our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and check out IndianaOriginals.com.